Color Chattanooga Pink starts tomorrow, a week of events that lead up to next Saturday's Pink Gala, which raises funds for the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at CHI Memorial. Mark Height is co-chair of Color Chattanooga Pink, and Dr. Betsy Washburn is a breast oncology surgeon at the Locher Breast Center. Mark, Betsy, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me more about Color Chattanooga Pink.
Well, the event Pink, which is truly the largest fundraiser in our community, has been around for 14 years. However, Color Chattanooga Pink is only in its third year, and we're just getting our speed up this year because what takes place is Pink is a huge fundraiser. It's been sold out for some time, 1,250 people at an amazing event at the convention center that raises hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, our challenge is how do we step outside the convention center and talk to hundreds of thousands of people about the importance of early detection and awareness of the opportunities that 1 in 8 women will be affected by breast cancer in their lifetime. And so the way we make inroads into this is early detection. So that's why we're appreciative of you having us here today to talk about the importance of coloring Chattanooga Pink so that we can get to more people in our community.
And Color Chattanooga Pink provides multiple opportunities to have that conversation.
It absolutely does. And that's why we're relying on your listeners today to simply hashtag Color Chattanooga Pink. We have specific events running the week of the 19th through the 25th of January. We've got restaurant give back nights. We've got all kinds of our sponsors that are hosting events going on during that week. But the most important thing that your listeners can do is to get together with some friends, get together themselves, and on social media, take pictures, talk about, and always tag hashtag Color Chattanooga Pink, because that will allow us to have hundreds of thousands of people talking about early detection of breast cancer. And every person listening today can do their part, and we need each person to do their part.
And Betsy, tell us more about your work and how Pink, and now Color Chattanooga Pink, plays such a pivotal role in the community.
Just like Mark said, you know, we've had the Pink Gala for quite some time that has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund back into treating this community's breast cancer. And that's amazing. But he's right. We really need it to not be a stigma. We need women to talk about it and to know about it and to really embrace the idea that this is a treatable disease. So at the Breast Center, we rely heavily on the population knowing about Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, that what we offer to the population, but also that giving back to this is how we can treat other people.
What are some things that women might not know?
I think the biggest thing is women think breast cancer's a death sentence. Breast cancer is really treatable when caught early, and catching it early has become really easy. We've gotten better at imaging. We've gotten better at young women, which is more common for young women to get breast cancer these days, to image a young woman's breast better, and we're catching things early. So if we catch it early, we can treat it, and I think that's the most important thing.
There's always more to be done, but things have come a long way in this area.
Absolutely. The 3D mammogram is huge. We offer it in almost all of our Mary Ellen Locher Breast Centers now, and it is a way to look at dense breast tissue and find very small changes year to year that we couldn't see with a two-dimensional routine mammogram. So, and that was bought with Pink dollars. Our 3D mammogram machines were all bought with Pink dollars.
What are some of the challenges ahead when it comes to diagnosing, treating breast cancer, making sure that women get that early detection regardless of where they live or the rest of their background?
I think in our community, a lot of women live further away. And so a lot of people think, well, that's just a drag. I don't have to go to this big hospital to go get my mammogram. One of the things we're funding with Pink this year is a new mobile coach. Our oldest mobile coach, which was bought with Pink dollars, is 14, 15 years old now. And that coach goes out into the communities that aren't close to an imaging center, and we do mammograms on it. So we've actually been able to pick up cancers in women much further out than we would normally reach.
How far?
Gosh, I mean, I know we go into well past North Georgia, you know, to get Lafayette. There are a lot of people in Lafayette that get imaging. We go to a lot of factories where women can't get off of work to get their mammogram, and there are bosses will let them take their lunch break and get their mammogram in the parking lot, and are one of our mobile coaches. So it really helps a lot of women that otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity.
And then tell us about each of the events that are taking place during the week.
If you just start, get on social media and go to Pink Gala, it would be an easy place for you to get the full list of our participating vendors and shops. Literally, there are hundreds of things going on during the week. We have a variety of salons that are coloring their salons pink. We have restaurants that have special drinks, special menus, and specific give back nights. One of the biggest events, though, will be on the 22nd, which is at the Unum main campus in downtown Chattanooga from 11 to 1. We have kind of a kickoff of the week. It'll highlight with proclamations from the mayors. We've got food trucks set up. It'll be a great gathering point for those downtown to talk about and raise awareness.
Where can people go online for more information?
Two easy spots to go. One is just to go onto Facebook and type in Pink Gala, or you can go to memorial.org/pink, and you'll find a full list of all the vendors, the restaurants, the shops, and activities going on throughout the week of the 19th through the 25th.
All right, Mark, Betsy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.